Alex, get to your position. We have to do the garbage. Gosh!
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
I had the worst day of my life yesterday. I'm not kidding. I'm not being melodramatic here. Genuinely, I think in my life, the worst day. Just everything that could go wrong for me personally was going wrong. And then this news dropped. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This could not get any worse. Because Steven Hillenburg, the man who created SpongeBob SquarePants and his undersea pals, has died at age 57. He had revealed last year that he had ALS, and I think, you know, it was complications due to that is why he passed away. But he didn't even start out as an animator. I don't know if you guys know this. I know this. But he started working as a marine biology teacher for a few years. He got his master's degree in it. And then he decided to combine his love of animation and then his love of marine biology to create SpongeBob.
I never knew that.
Yeah, so nearly 250 episodes have aired since the first one on Nickelodeon in 1999. Hillenburg also wrote two SpongeBob movies. He is survived by his wife Karen and son Clay. And here is Tom Kenny, who, if you don't know, is the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, talking about Steven Hillenburg.
More than 20 years ago, I got a call to go see a man about a sponge. The man was Steven Hillenburg, and his sponge wound up conquering the world.
The internet exploded yesterday also over the Mean Girls references in Ariana Grande's upcoming Thank You Next video, and even Lindsay Lohan had some thoughts. Lindsay posted a picture on Instagram with the caption, "Behind the scenes, ain't nobody Lindsay Lohan like the real Lindsay Lohan, but I'm so flattered by Ariana Grande loving Mean Girls so much."
I literally lost my ever-living mind when I saw this teaser for the music video.
Because not only is she referencing Mean Girls, she's referencing 13 Going on 30.
Right.
And what other famous movies is she doing? Oh, Bring It On.
And Legally Blonde.
Yes, and Legally Blonde. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
And also, there's real actors from those movies in the music video.
Yes, Aaron Samuels is going to be in it.
It's just going to be lit. I'm so excited.
I saw like the little trailer. I don't know if you guys were talking about too, but it's one thing. It's like, I heard she's like a lesbian and dating somebody named Aubrey.
Yes, because that was a rumor. People were joking. Like, they thought whenever she says, you know, I'm dating somebody new, I'm in a relationship or whatever, in the lyrics of this song, she says something like, you know, and her name is Ari or something like that. People thought she said Aubrey, that it meant Drake. Or that it was a girl named Aubrey for real, and that she was announcing that she was gay. So there was just, like, all the speculation. So Ariana is super funny.
It looks good from the little trailer they put out.
Oh, this is the biggest music video since Look What You Made Me Do, like, as far as hype and how, you know, creative it is and all that
and
stuff.
And how big.
And before that, that Nickelback video, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, Beth Chapman, was rushed to surgery to remove a life-threatening blockage in her throat. During this latest surgery, doctors discovered her throat cancer has returned. Doctors say it's too early to give a prognosis, but it is very serious. They're currently evaluating treatment options. Dog the Bounty Hunter was by his wife's side the whole time. Super sad. My dad loves that show. And Julie Chen is returning as the host of Celebrity Big Brother despite her husband Les Moonves' exit from CBS. Chen quit CBS's daytime talk show The Talk in September after her husband resigned as CEO over sexual misconduct allegations. It wasn't known if she'd return to the Big Brother franchise, which she has hosted since 2000, but the network put out a press release revealing that she is going to be returning as the host of Celebrity Big Brother. I'm surprised by that, honestly.
Yeah, I thought like eventually she'd just step aside from that. Not like they need the money.
Coming up in less than an hour, this person says that they tried talking Kanye West out of going to the White House.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, Liv the Web Girl. There's a lot of things that she doesn't get, and this one is going to involve your Piggly Wigglies. We'll explain about that next on the Joe and Alex Show.